What's going on, brothers? It's Slimy Tail with the name. Got a video for you. It's written title, Lucky Hour, Part 5. Here goes. So, considering the time that we're living in right now, and what's ahead of us, a lot of the 304s, a lot of these DNA dumpsters, a lot of our opposition have pretty much shown their hand, and the whole reason why they're actually pursuing relationships with men worth their salt, or men in general. You see, not too long ago, it was released that 30% of these 304s who go out on dates, they only do it for free food. 30%. And I really believe that that percentage is actually quite low. I think it's higher than that. But at this point, they're telegraphing their punches. Because a lot of them are too fucking dumb to be discreet. And a lot of them really feel like they're above reproach and their shit doesn't stink. But enough young men are learning, adjusting, and adapting. And for the brothers out there who are worth their salt, the brothers out there who are worth their weight in gold, especially the young men who are on their purpose, I'm going to say it like this. You should be focusing on amplifying your skills and abilities. That's what you should be focusing on. Do not worry about pursuing relationships with any of these 304s or any of these DNA dumpsters. A lot of them, they're in dire straits, and their actions reflect their character. I mean, when you look at all these pathetic videos of these DNA dumpsters getting in front of a camera and fake crying because they can't find a pit wallet, or their days of hoeing have drawn to a close because they're north of 40 years old. Please understand that they did it to themselves. Brothers with their salt, brothers with eyes, ears to hear, we understand that they did it to themselves. That's why there's no sympathy here. And there never will be any sympathy. Because these same 304s, these same DNA dumpsters, have been grifting and parasiting off of men for a long time, and now the consequences are dogging their steps. And that's what's happening. Because let's be real. The only reason why they're even interested in relationships and dating to begin with is for free attention, validation, and to parasite off of men. And the case in point, better yet, if you need proof of this, look no further than that fucking sewer known as female dating strategies. That's your proof. Most of the posts on there are in the neighborhood of, how do I get money out of him? It's all parasitism. They're parasiting and grifting off of us. And it's getting harder and harder for them to do it because a lot of young men are saying, hell no. The parasites are starving and they're trying like hell to make that web palatable to young men and men with their salt, and we're just saying no. One more brothers are mastering the lockout game, perfecting it. And I hope it continues. Especially as the temperature drops and the seasons begin to change. You see, you may think I'm being cold-blooded, you may think I'm being ruthless with this, but they brought this on themselves. For each thought, for each bitch-made simp, for each psychotic malcontent who jumps online and says things like, hey, don't get too comfortable, you're replaceable. To which I can respond with, actually, you're replaceable. What you're doing here is projecting. There are less men than there are women here in Western civilization, so the attitude, it's fake. is fabricated. But it's backfired in their face. You know that beauty is only skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. We know that, right? We know that the SMV, these 304s, it's fading by the day. You see, they can deny reality, they can deny biology, they can deny common sense, they can deny logic and reason and say that if you don't let them cheat while they're in a relationship with you, then you're insecure. They don't really have a leg to stand on anymore. They don't. The other reason why relationships are a shit show today, they turned relationships into a con job where they get over on men. Everything is structured so they can get ahead at your expense. That's what dating and relationships are nowadays. And that's why you really shouldn't feel guilty and you shouldn't feel sorry for locking them out. I know I don't. Because if there is no host, the parasite dies. I mean, over in the black sector of YouTube, they understand it real well. That's why people like that trash bag Cardi B are now flicking shit at the black manosphere because of the death of Miss Mercedes Moore. Her sugar daddy killed her. But they're complaining because the black manosphere pointed out that she was Instagram thought with over 200 subscribers. And when she died, she had no life insurance money despite all the money she was earning on social media. So now she's running her mouth. The black manosphere has their battles to fight. Brothers who've taken a red pill and gone their own way, they have their battles to fight. Brothers over at SYSBM have their battles to fight. And make no mistake, SYSBM is not part of the black manosphere. SYSBM is its own thing. But I know a lot of these confused cockroaches are going to try to lump them in with the black manosphere, and it's not going to pan out the way they want it to. But long story short, you brothers out there who are worth your salt, focus on amplifying your skills and abilities. Do that. Master your lockout game and perfect it. These 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these psychotic malcontents, and these destitute single mothers who are stinking up social media in hopes that you'll come and save them from their bad choices, let them rot. There's nothing there for you. There's nothing there for me. It is what it is. This is Lion McTow. That's all I got. If you like the video, like to share it in the commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you're new to my channel, you find the tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. That's the G Plus icon. Right, fam? All right, brethren? You know drill. You know routine. Go away, little boy. SYSBM. As for these ditch pigs, these 304s, these web tech support agents, these confused cockroaches and psychotic malcontents who are proud of what we say and how we say it, give them nothing. This has been McTow PSA. More comments tight. See you soon.